Inside Lacrosse Podcast.
And live from Newport Beach, we are rolling on the Inside Lacrosse MCLA Championship Podcast. Literally right here on the water, on Newport Beach, sands in our toes, breeze whisping at us, and sitting here with some participants for tomorrow's D2 National Championship game, head coach Tim Murray from Grand Valley State, head coach Derek Dane from St. John's, defenseman from Grand Valley State, Peter Trepa, and attackman from St. John's University, Jake Helmer. First of all, to all four of you guys, congratulations. It was a long road to get here. 1-2 seeds competing in the championship game tomorrow. Congratulations, fellas.
Thank you.
We'll start it off with Coach Murray. Coach, one of the more interesting themes of this tournament, which kind of pretty much applies to all of the championship teams, is all of you are now making your third appearance in the national championship, but none of you have won it before. You've most recently been in the championship game against St. Thomas in 2012, but defeated them in the Final Four. Did that matchup, having the past championship history, hold any bearing to you in order to advance past the semifinal rounds and get where you are now?
There are certain teams at our level that I think games against them matter more than others. And St. Thomas is definitely one of those teams. Winning the last two national championships, I think four out of the last five. Anytime you're fortunate enough to come away with a win against them, you're obviously doing something right. So it was big in that sense. Obviously to win and move on is what you're trying to do at this stage of the game. It's not really a sense of revenge or anything like that. That really wasn't the theme. That wasn't what we were after. But it's always nice to beat a team like that because they're a very talented team and they have a lot of championship experience. And to beat them in May, you have to be doing something right.
And coming out of your championship game appearance in 2012, is there anything from that game that you draw towards that you just didn't feel the team was doing right or clicking right on a championship level that you really feel as though you need to take in tomorrow?
It's interesting. We really, even though it's only been 2 years, we've almost had 100% roster turnover since that game. As much as I'd like to say, we can rely on championship experience, blah, 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 that's really not accurate. We only have two seniors on this team. They both were part of that team, but that's it. So we're really not drawing a whole lot from that experience, other than the basic, make sure that we're getting rest, make sure that we're getting hydration, and, something that's not really a product of championship game experience, but more so of just experience of playing two high-quality teams in a matter of a couple days.
Absolutely. And Coach Dane, again, your program is now making its third championship game appearance. Personally, as a coach, you've actually never made it to the championship game. For the most part, you seem pretty composed, pretty confident in the way that you performed. You were the two seed. The way that things were seeded with Tim getting the one seed, even between the two of you, that was known to be something of a bit of a question mark. But you have progressed to the championship game. How do you feel? Is this something that you more or less expected or something that you really had to fight harder for than you expected?
No, we're just excited to be in it. We're treating it like it's our first trip since, with the exception of two assistant coaches, no one really has any experience in this game. We're excited to just be the underdog, let all the pressure be on GVSU, and just enjoy the game.
The underdog.
You have a lot of really skilled and talented players. Somebody that you'll definitely benefit from having at the midfield is Ben Martinick, who's actually played for Coach Malone's Arizona State squad in Final Four scenarios in the past. Having him on the team this season, how much has it added to the depth of your roster? And coming from a great program like Arizona State, what kind of wealth has he brought to the St. John's family this year?
Ben's been a great addition. I think the biggest thing is just how to prepare yourself for big games, and when the going gets tough, he definitely gets going. Just has a little, just a relaxed mentality about him, and doesn't get rattled like maybe some other players that haven't been in that situation. So he's been a great addition. I'm sure Coach Malone would have loved to have him around, but we're excited to have him, and he's definitely been a huge help.
And any championship competing lacrosse team, to some degree, has to have an element of family within their system. Coach Murray, you have a pair of brothers. And the Silers, you have a pair of brothers. And the Armitages and Cole Armitage has actually been playing lights out so far this tournament.
Yeah, no, all three Armitage brothers have been playing great. We have another set of brothers, the Cores, that have been playing on defense. It's fun to have that family aspect of it. I mean, I think a lot of the teams that are here definitely treat their teams as brotherhood, and no different when actually you have brothers on the team. So it's a good thing.
And now we'll turn things over to Jacob Helmer, a senior attackman out of St. John's University. Jake, this is your fourth tournament. You're at the end of your playing career now. You're going to get to finish one way or the other in the national championship game. How does that feel?
Oh, it's great. It's a great way to end the career. And just thank all the underclassmen, all the seniors for getting us to this point. And having the last game of my career be in the national championship. Very excited.
No question. And you've really had an absolute plethora of scoring all season long, really throughout all your career. You had a really great performance in the Dayton game. What do you think is, though, was your biggest challenge so far in the tournament? You've been to four tournaments before. This is your fourth. In this tournament, you know, obviously less challenges than others, considering that you've been unblemished so far. But what do you think was the main challenge in order to get you to this championship game?
I think the biggest challenge was the heat and staying focused, well hydrated, and just getting ready to play. When you're the higher seed, you always worry about people overestimating people. I think in the first round we overestimated Missouri Valley, and they really came to play. Their goalie had a tremendous tremendous game. And then after that, we kind of, in the Indiana Tech game, we really went back to basics and, you know, took them seriously. And so I think just getting ready to play was the biggest challenge.
And Jake, you've been in this environment for 4 years now. You know, the Midwest has, without question, hands down, dominated the MCLA Division II scene. Even into the quarterfinal round, it was all UMLC and CCLA, with the exception of Western Oregon. You know, being you know, a Midwestern native and having the experience that you've had in this league, and to progress through essentially an all Midwest quarterfinal and all Midwest semi, and then of course a traditional UMLC CCLA clash in the championship game. What do you think that means for the pedigree of Midwestern lacrosse as it translates to what you've been able to help be a part of in MCLA Division II?
Yeah, it's great. I think the sport's really growing. I know I'm in my hometown. Baseball's kind of dying because lacrosse is getting so big and popular, and I love to see it. The talent's getting a lot better too, especially around the Twin Cities area. I just love to see it.
Absolutely. We'll turn things over to Peter Trepper, a first-year player, really a first-semester player from Grand Valley State, compared to everybody else sitting at the table who has a little bit of a wealth of experience in the MCLA. You actually transferred out of a year and a half of playing at Adrian. You came over with two of your teammates. You know, I've heard the story behind closed doors, but, you know, tell the fans a little bit more as to what happened over at Adrian that motivated you and two of your buddies to make the move to Grand Valley State.
Well, things weren't really working out at Adrian. Lacrosse was going great. After first semester, I decided that the school really wasn't working well for me, that I needed to find a new school to attend for academics and athletics. Ended up seeing Grand Valley play in fall, was very impressed with the coaching and the teammates, that they, everybody on the field, how they put together, you know, full games, and ended up watching them play a little bit more and was very impressed and wanted to see what they offered. And I was very impressed. Overall, really, I'm very happy to end up at Grand Valley. It's a privilege to be a part of the team. Was welcomed in with open arms from all the teammates, seniors, freshmen, just all the way up. The coaching staff is really great. Very happy to be there.
And although Adrian is a new NCAA Division III program, it is one that had success. Last year you did play in the first round of the NCAA tournament and progressed to lose in the second round to Dickinson. Now have a little bit of a different experience here in the MCLA, made it to a national championship. You know, obviously, you know, Division III experience and the way that you can compare Division II and Division III to MCLA is something that most people can attest to, because almost everybody in the MCLA was recruited at one level or another. But having played in such, you know, in both leagues so recently, what is your overall evaluation of the championship level of the MCLA?
I truly believe it's very, very comparable, that MCLA Division II lacrosse is very comparable to NCAA Division III lacrosse. The skill level is right there together. Some of the most talented players, like you said, definitely had Division III looks. It's just as competitive, I truly feel, especially being here in California at the national tournament. I truly feel that it is just as competitive, and the players are playing at the same level.
You know, and something that Coach Murray said early in the week, the thing that he feels confident about to get you through this championship run, is over the course of his time at Grand Valley or any of his other experiences coaching at the youth or collegiate level, he feels as though that your team currently has the best chemistry and likes playing together more than any other team he's been a part. You know, speak to that a little bit. You have three new guys, including yourself, that come in mid-year. You become a part of a defensive unit with two guys that you didn't know until you made the transfer. You're actually playing LSM at Adrian. You know, speak to the team chemistry that's been able to push the team forward as far as the success that you've enjoyed so far.
Without a doubt, every player on the team cares about each other. Everybody really welcomed the three of us from Adrian in with open arms, really was open to us being a part of the team, truly showed that they cared to have us to be a part of the team, and really welcomed us, and it made us feel really good that we were going to be a part of a successful program and a team that actually cared about one another on and off the field, especially with the coaches as well. They truly cared about us as athletes and as students as well. So it truly meant a lot to us to come here and get that good feeling of being able to be a student and an athlete. It really was good to see all the players welcoming us in as well. You know, not just the new guys on campus or anything like that. We were teammates from day one, so it was a great feeling.
Peter Treppo had an amazing, outstanding performance yesterday, not only playing great defense against St. Thomas, but managing a goal. Jake, an outstanding end of a four-year career for you comes tomorrow. Derek Dane, your first appearance in the national championship representing St. Thomas. Just St. John's, Tim Murray, your second championship game at Grand Valley State, proving true as the 1 and 2 seeds, playing with class and honor the entire way. Thank you very much, fellas, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll welcome in Justin Straker from Arizona State University. Put things onto the D1 channel of the tournament. How's it going, Justin?
Good, how are you?
Congratulations on your performance in the tournament thus far. Yesterday you had a really tough environment to play in at Chapman University, not one that you're not necessarily not used to. You do play them in conference play, but you were able to get on the board first and keep the scoring consistent. How were you able to kind of persevere through that crowd atmosphere yesterday?
The crowd just makes it a little more fun. I mean, any game against Chapman is going to be, usually we play them in front of a pretty big crowd. And yeah, we definitely were clicking from the beginning. Cooper Pacal got an early one, so that definitely got the offense going. And we had a couple stops on defense. Handy was doing his thing in the faceoff in the first quarter. So I think it was just getting the jitters out maybe the first possession or two. But once we got one going, just get back down to ASU lacrosse and got a couple more in the first quarter.
When you think back to yesterday's game and the last two goals that were scored within the last 15 seconds of the third quarter to give you that two-goal lead going into the fourth, how monumental was that, do you think, in ultimately pulling out the victory?
It was huge for momentum going into the fourth quarter. Kyle Denis made a great play, and then Cortland Jones, once Handy went down, stepped up huge for us. You know, he's been working with Handy all year, and he won the faceoff, happened to get a good shot off. Chapman was locking all our attack off right there, and Logan Quinn cleared out a nice little area, and Dan just picked it up and put it in. So I think the momentum was the biggest thing for us. Then we could kind of cruise and really control the fourth quarter on offense.
You know, similarly to Jacob Helmer, you've really put a lot of, you know, pride, blood, sweat, and tears into Arizona State lacrosse. You know, it's been a while since the program either at least didn't advance the Final Four or the championship game, have a chance to finally take a title home tomorrow with the program having previous losses to Michigan and BYU. You know, how much do you think, you know, it speaks to your legacy, Coach Malone's legacy, and Arizona State lacrosse if you're able to pull out the national title tomorrow?
Well, I'm sure you know Coach Malone's brought this program to dominance.
No question.
It wasn't. And I don't think we made it to a national championship before he got here. He's done a great job in really preparing our team just every year on and off the field, just getting our mindset straight to really get us to that dominant level. And then we have a lot of support from our alumni. I mean, a lot of our alumni are out here now, so it's really nice having them out here to keep us a little more motivated to try to do something that they haven't done before. You know, my legacy, I mean, I think it's more of our seniors as a whole. Our seniors have done a great job. My freshman year, I didn't even attend Arizona State, but they got the national championship then. And, I mean, our class as a whole has made it to 4 Final Fours to be our second national championship. So, I mean, we've been there. We have the experience. Just a matter of, you know, really getting the job done tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Justin. Thank you for your time. We'll now turn things over to Coach Malone, who's actually joined out here by his family, playing with his son, Geller. Coach, we'll kind of wrap things up where we started. You were the first podcast interview of the season, and now you're the last from the beginning of the preseason before any games were played all the way to being the number one seed of the tournament in the national championship. What do you, you know, when you look back on this season, what do you think? You know, you've been to the national championship before, you've been to the Final Four before, but this team, this season, this year, what do you think has really been the resounding theme for the ASU Sun Devils lacrosse?
Yeah, I think the big thing's been the upperclassmen, our juniors and seniors. It's been a while since we've had a group in those two classes as big as the one that we have now, and you know, those juniors and seniors they're putting in a lot of minutes for us, and you know, Justin hit on it a little bit with our experience. You know, you can't teach experience. You know, the way a freshman plays and the way a junior and senior plays is going to be a little different. Mm-hmm. And I think those guys, I mean, there's been multiple games this year. You know, our Colorado State game where we win 5-4 and Logan Quinn comes up with a big goal. You know, Tuesday night against Boston College where Justin Straker comes up with a big goal. Even our semifinal against Santa Barbara where it's,
you know, we're down 4-1 at halftime, and Dan Davis comes up with big three goals in the or two goals in the third quarter and a goal in the fourth quarter, and those are all juniors and seniors. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been the big difference between the 2014 team and maybe the 2012 and 2013 squad.
Absolutely. You talk about guys like Straker and Dan Davis, Cooper Paquel, Logan Quinn, but you know, you also have a lot of guys. You know, Zach Handy probably does get the notoriety he deserves, but you know, sure. defensively speaking, you have players like Ian Connell and D-mids who could even, you know, create offensively, like Adam Beecham. How do players like that and role players, you know, really embrace the culture that you've built at Arizona State?
Well, I mean, you look at a guy like Nick Hillier. He's a senior. He walked onto our team in 2011, and he has played a lot of minutes ever since the middle of March or early March of his freshman year, where we had a guy go down and we needed a guy to step in, and Nick stepped in as the second D-middy in 2011, and he's been our number one D-middy now for you know, 3 years in a row. And you know, he comes up huge last night with a goal in transition to make it 4-3, and then gets a goal in transition, or an assist in transition to Logan Quinn off a fast break. And you know, Ian Connell and guys like Brian Brash, who's our starting LSM, and Jensen Cruz is our second LSM. Those are two seniors. Ian's a senior. Ian's seen, all these guys have seen a lot of minutes over their course of time. So, you know, like you mentioned, it's not just the offensive end of the field, it's on the defensive end as well. And you know, you got Chris DeLuca, who's a senior in Cage. And yeah, it is his second year with us, but you know, the maturity of a senior and the maturity of a freshman are different. You know, and the way that Chris is preparing for each game, and compared to how he did it his first year, it's different. You know, and it's better. They just have a better understanding of what needs to be done.
Chris, your presence in the MCLA and your presence at Arizona State has helped legitimize the MCLA on so many different levels, from your playing career at Maryland in the MLL, from your coaching experience at the University of Pennsylvania, to the way that you were able to deal with off-the-field issues at Arizona State, build your family. You're one of a few people, even including myself, who's, you know, moving on after the season to new opportunities and greener pastures. But when you think about all the experiences that you had at Arizona State, you know, certainly the good times outweighing the bad, you know, playing on the West Coast in your last national championship game with these boys, you know, what is the main thing that you'll take away from your MCLA experience over the last couple of years?
You know, I think the main thing is just being around the guys that have come through the program since I've been here. I stay in touch with a lot of the guys that have played since, you know, my first year in 2008, and those relationships, and seeing how those guys are growing up and becoming, you know, fathers and husbands. And I think that's what I look at. You know, wins and losses, you know, the games and the wins are great, but you know, it's the relationships that you create, and you know, and obviously enjoy coaching all these guys. And I think that's probably the number one thing that I'll take away, and the coaches that we've had here, and the support that the school's given us. I mean, it's been great. You know, the club sports department's been tremendous, and the administration's been tremendous, and just the relationships. I mean, you know, and hopefully those relationships won't end.
No question about it. And, you know, here's the question that everybody's really probably waiting to have answered. Has Zach Handy been evaluated at a medical level? What's his status? Is he going to be able to play tomorrow? Well, what's the story?
We're still evaluating Zach. I think it's probably a game time decision. You know, obviously it took a big hit. So
huge hit.
Yeah, I think to make a decision now, it wouldn't really make too much sense. We'll see how he does, you know, tonight, and how he is tomorrow morning, and you know, we'll see how he's doing on the field. So I don't think there's been a decision made on his status at this point.
Coach Malone, among many other relationships in the MCLA, our personal relationship is one that really means a lot to me. I really wish you all the best in your new position with 3D Lacrosse, moving out here to Southern California. Your girlfriend Megan, your wife, your girlfriend Megan, your son Geller, the rest of your family that's out here. It's really great to see it all in person. Congratulations on everything you've accomplished, and best of luck in the future, Chris.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks, man.
That'll wrap it up on this edition of the Inside Lacrosse MCLA Championship Podcast. We thank Tim Murray, Derek Dane, Peter Trepa, Jacob Helmer, Chris Malone, and Justin Straker for their time. We will have an absolute showdown tomorrow between the Lakers and the Johnnies, as well as the ASU Sun Devils, who will take on John Galvin's Colorado Buffaloes, who are making back-to-back MCLA championship game appearances. This is a rematch of a game that Arizona State had earlier this season, which they won 8-6. ASU and Colorado played in the Final Four last year. A last-moment goal by Tyler Doherty sealed the deal for the Buffaloes to win that game and progress to the national championship. We are really in for a great show from Southern California tomorrow. We thank you, everyone, and tune in tomorrow on mcla.us for all the action.
Inside Lacrosse Podcast.